All right, let's get started. So, hey, I feel like most of the time when these topics that we talk about, I feel like I'm almost speaking to myself. So I hope these topics relate to what maybe you're going through or your life. So today the topic is, you may be in a hurry, but God is not. You may be in a hurry, but God is not. In our Ecclesiastes 3:11, God does everything just right and on time, but people can never completely understand what he is doing. Let that soak in for a minute. That verse speaks so much to me because I'm always like, God, why is this going on? Or why hasn't this already happened? And everything happens in God's time, and his time is always perfect. So in many cultures today, fast is better, but that's not the way God works. Again, our verse, Ecclesiastes 3:11, God does everything just right and on time, but people can never completely understand what he is doing. Remember, God has a plan for your life. He also has a timetable for that plan. Yet God never explains his timetable because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to explain anything to us because he's God. And you can trust that he has your best interest at heart. I mean, think back in your life when you've been asking God for something over and over and over, and it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And then when it finally does happen, you go, oh, I'm so glad it happened now and not back when I was asking for it. Or when you're asking for something and it doesn't ever happen, then you realize later, thank you, God, that that didn't happen. Even though I wanted it to happen, thank you that it didn't happen. You know, one of the most painful things in life is when you're in a hurry and God's not. That usually leads to impatience. Impatience basically is a lack of trust. When you're impatient, you're saying, God, I don't really trust you and your timing. I don't think you have my best interest at heart. You know, we all get worried and we get hurried. Then you start scurrying because you don't trust God to act at the right time and in the right way. You know, as children grow up, part of maturing is learning the difference between no and not yet. A delay is not a denial. I don't know about children growing up, but I still deal with that today. You know, as a follower of Jesus, you have to learn the same thing with God. His delays are not denials. God knows the right time and the right way. He has a plan and a timetable, and his timing is always perfect. You know, as TTE was growing, it was a verse that always encouraged me. It says, the vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. You know, has God given you a vision that hasn't happened yet? You can trust that it's coming on God's timetable. So just think that through when we all get in a hurry, when we're hurrying through life and we're expecting things and anticipating things and wanting things. Things happen at the time they're supposed to happen. God is in complete control, and he knows exactly what's perfect for us and when things are perfect for us. So try to fight that impatience. I know I fight it every single day because when I'm on a mission, I want things done. I want them done now, and sometimes God has a different plan for us. Let's pray. But we love you. We thank you. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for everyone on the call. Just pray, God, that you guide us, lead us, and pray that we all learn to be patient and wait on you and wait on your timing and wait on what you have for us. God, thank you for TTE. Thank you for all of our partners, all of our team. God, just pray you continue to guide our company, bless our company, and just use us to glorify you. Lift all this up in the name of Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Everybody have a great day.